The harsh treatment of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar has made them flee their country. A number of Rohingya Muslims have come to India, fleeing the anti-Muslim sentiments in Myanmar. They have settled at different places. Shakila left Myanmar 2 years back following the repeated arrest of her husband for forced labor. But since she came to India, she has had no information about her son. Until recently, her relative who came to India updated her about his situation.
They have arrested my son a month back, and since then my grandchildren and daughter-in-law are living alone with no means of survival. They even won't be able to flee since my son is missing. It seems as if all Rohingya women have the same fate.
Although all Rohingyans are suffering, experts say women are the worst affected.
Now, going by what we know of the Rohingyas in Burma, where they do not have citizenship, where they do not have access to education or healthcare, you can imagine the kind of documentation that they are given. If they are considered stateless, they really do not have the documents to show here. But I think women have to bear the brunt of displacement and having to settle and having to face a hostile community like we have seen in India, in Jammu or even in Delhi.
Young women say they are assaulted, molested and raped by the Myanmar forces. Also, they are charged a huge amount for getting married. Press TV asked Mohammed Sadiq, a Rohingya refugee, the reason for marriage tax.
Since they know Muslims are not that rich, they make it a point to make us pay a huge amount so that we won't marry and the Muslim population gets limited. And if someone marries without paying the amount, the very next moment they arrest them and take them to unknown locations.
Sadiq added, as if God has made no land for them and that is why they are on the move always. The government of Myanmar refuses to recognize Rohingyas, claiming they are not natives, but Rohingyas say they migrated to Myanmar as early as the 8th century. Reports say over 650 Rohingya Muslims have been killed since clashes started in the Rakhine state in the west of the country. This is while many are missing or displaced. Experts say the UN must immediately come forward for the humanitarian relief and also must caution the Myanmar government to stop what they call massacre of Muslims. Shahana Bhatt, Press TV, New Delhi.